Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Kitty, I don't know, this passing of the torch seems to be happening a little too quickly for me, and that is with my boys. You know, when kids are little and you play them and stuff, like Chutes and Ladders or whatever, Candyland. Like, I mean, at least I like to let them have a chance, not just like dominate or anything like that. And when we first started playing chess, especially with Josh, you know, we'd have good matches, and sometimes I would see him... there's something that I can crush him with, but I would let it go and point it out to him. Anyway, the point of this is that has all shifted very quickly, and now he's destroying me in chess. and the thing is, like, sometimes I'm not paying attention. Like,
Well, you're multitasking,
right?
Or you're thinking about squirrels outside,
right,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know, the last few times we played, he was like, "Dad, it's not really that much fun playing you anymore because I always beat you." And I'm like, all right, I'm going to really buckle down. And
Is he like in a chess club at school or something? Or
no,
how has he gotten so good?
I don't know. But here's the thing. He's good. And then he corners me and I get, you know, I just can't see ahead like he can sometimes on the board, the patterns. I don't know. But yesterday, Matthew decided to help me. And I thought, like, that's not going to be...
Now, what are the ages of these kids again?
12 and 10.
Okay.
So Josh is 12 and he's playing. So then, you know, Matthew is helping me. And when I play Matthew, it seems a little bit more of an even match. But last night, like, I'm about to make a move. And Matthew just looks at me and, like, slowly shakes his head.
Like, don't do that, Dad.
And I'm like, what? And Josh is like, don't tell him. And I'm like... Where am I in all this? So I don't know how this shift has happened so quickly. But then just to finish, after the game, it ended a stalemate. All he had left was the king, and I had a bishop, and I think I had two queens because you could go down and make a... Anyway.
How do you get two queens?
If you bring a pawn all the way down, you could turn it into
okay.
a queen.
Oh, I don't remember that now.
So at the end, he somehow stalemated me. I'm not sure where he couldn't move unless... It would kill him, but it wasn't checkmate because I didn't put him in that situation.
Oh.
So here I should have won. Then afterwards, they gave me a tutorial on how I could have won. They like cleared the board, then put the pieces back, and then showed me, and I still couldn't follow. So what does that mean?
It means your kids are smarter than you is what it means at this point. Or they're utilizing a side of their... They got something genetically that you didn't get.
Or I just...
There's a missing piece.
Or is my brain just like...
No, that's okay because you're good at other things. And
they
always
say you're pretty good at radio. And then they'll say, but that's just talking. Anyway, go ahead.
When I was a kid with my younger brother, John,
yeah,
I used to kill him at a game called SMES, the Ninnies Chess. Did you ever have this game?
And it was a real game?
It was like a simplified version of chess.
Okay.
And it was called SMES, the Ninnies Chess.
Did you make it up?
No. It was an actual board game that you could buy. And I remember, I would, for like, I don't know, probably weeks at a time, I would beat him the same way every time. I would trick him by luring out a piece, and then I would win instantly, like in four moves. But now, I don't think I've beat my brother John at any game, probably... Since we were in junior high.
Really?
He just, especially Scrabble, he
crushes
my
you?
Butt. But yeah, I don't even want to, I mean, I do want to try.
I mean.
But I always fail.
I think what you need to do is the next time you see him, Just bring along SMS.
I don't have my SMS
anymore.
Let's
find it and throw it. It might. It'll probably throw him for a loop, and you could get him.
He'll probably get me on my old trick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.